Dí a smirgwibh gwine uisle smise maire seanna cí corcaí agus táim ar an bóthair scéalta in Gearmáin. Hello everybody, it's Maria Gillen. I am the storyteller based in Cork and this time I am on the story road in Germany. It is my fourth time in this school. It is the Thomas More School in Down in Germany, a grammar school. And we've been looking at stories for the last 4 years. It's been great fun, great crack. And the stories that have come out of the school have been amazing. So I'm going to ask you to introduce yourselves as we come through. I'm here now with some of the students from year 12. So what's your name?
Hello, I'm Adrian. I'm 17 years old.
Yeah, and Adrian, what have you thought? You know, we've had one class of story making and storytelling. What do you think of it?
I thought it was really interesting because we sat together and like all collected our own ideas and it all came together as one big story. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's a different way of learning, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not using just your head, but it's using your creativity. What was your favorite part of the story?
I think my favorite part of the story is where the protagonist like discovers the magic artifact near him. Yeah. So he's sitting like on a park bench, and then he discovers like a magic umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And then tell our listeners, what does the magic umbrella do?
So we thought of like there being two different kind of worlds. And when the umbrella is opened, it reveals like a secret, a perfect magic world.
Yeah, very good. Okay, could you see the pictures of that world in your head?
Yes, I think that's a pretty interesting thing about storytelling. That it's kind of the goal to like keep to inflict like a vision inside of a person's head.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, really beautiful about storytelling.
Yeah, me too. So now we're going to move on. So, and can you tell our listeners what your own name is?
Hello, my name is Finja and I'm 17 years old.
Finja?
Finja.
Finja, and you're 17 years old. And what did you think of the story making and the storytelling?
I also think that it was really fun to make, and also I really liked that we all had... At the end, we all had kind of the same story in our head, and at the beginning, we had different characters, different
environments.
Ways. Yes.
Yeah.
So I really liked that.
I really liked that as well. So in Ireland, we call that threading, and in the therapeutic community, they call it red threading. Like it's a red thread that goes between us, and it's amazing that as we made the story, and I was taking qualities from each individual's character,
yes,
that suddenly the character became like one between,
yes,
us. Yeah, you know. So what was your favorite picture in your head from the story that we made?
I really like creating the characters in our mind because I think that's when the story starts, so you can already imagine where the story is going to be going, yeah,
the direction that,
yes,
it's going in.
Yeah, yes,
you know. And would you recommend story making to students of the age of 17?
Yes, I would definitely recommend it because I think it's a very creative way to express yourself. And I think it's really fun. So you can put your emotions in it and I really like it.
Yeah, I'm amazed even from grade 5 up to grade 12, which is you guys, how storytelling brings a language to life,
yes,
and how we were able to communicate through the story, you know. So thanks very much.
Yeah,
and
thank
now
you.
We go on to the next person. So what's your own name?
Hello, my name is Gianluca.
Luke.
And I'm 18 years old.
Yeah, and Luca, what was your favourite thing about the story making or the storytelling? Because we did both.
I did like the fact that you were never able to guess which way the story was going to go in. We started with something rather calm, just an autumn day with a protagonist just taking a stroll through the park, and suddenly there were multiple dimensions. There was an evil queen, his sister was there, and they flew with a griffin. Yeah. I could have never predicted a story to go this way.
Yeah.
That's what I really liked, all of our fantasies and ideas merging into one giant beautiful mess.
Absolutely, you know, and it was a giant beautiful mess. I think that's a great way of describing stories, but also the fact that you get transported. So we're in two worlds. One, we're in the Thomas More world in Down, and the other is we're in this world of griffins and crazy weather and umbrellas with magical powers, and yet we're still in a school day, you know. So it's very imagination filled, and yet it uses the intellect as well, do you think?
Yes, that was really amazing to see.
Yeah, you know. So can you think of a story of where you came from that sits in your imagination or that you feel connected to?
I am afraid I do not remember most of those from my childhood. The only stories I really came into contact with when I was little were bedtime stories. I still have like two or three books of my childhood above my bed sitting in a closet. I never really experienced other kinds of stories besides the ones in books, so I never really got into touch with traditional stories or anything. So this kind of storytelling was first time experiencing, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with you guys as well, you know. And again, I'm amazed as someone who from Ireland who didn't really learn a second language, how fluent you guys are in the emotional language of English, you know. So you were able to tell me how the characters were feeling and, you know, what the atmosphere was like, you know. I think story draws that out more than anything else, maybe literature as well.
Mm-hmm.
So have you any, would you recommend this as a good subject in school, as storytelling?
I had a great time coming up with the story and just seeing our ideas becoming one big story. So I would definitely recommend, since it is a great way to let everyone's imagination run wild.
Brilliant. That's really touched me in my heart, you know. And I wish you great luck in your careers going forward in school. And I look forward to hearing your story on the website of Thomas Down in the very near future. So finally, Mrs. Summers, it's so great to be invited back for the fourth time to Thomas More in Down in Germany. And I feel like I've gotten to know your students over the last number of years. What made you think of storytelling as a tool for teaching?
Well, I'm a German and English teacher, and I also did a lot of creative writing courses, and lots of students love writing and they love reading. They have great creativity, but it's off-putting for them that they see their mistakes. So they don't want to write that much, and it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you do storytelling, it's the same creativity, sometimes even more so because you can do it together, and nobody sees your writing.
Yeah, that's true. So you don't have to worry about grammar and you're in the world of the imagination. What I noticed with the younger children, and also as we went through the years in the school, is that people can change the script. So we write these words to give us a base point, but when somebody is retelling the story, they start to see it in their mind's eye. And so the words that they say might change, and sometimes that's really delightful.
It is delightful because I'm an English teacher too, and when you see that they say, oh, I can't do that, my English is not good enough, and then all of a sudden they start with new vocabulary that you've never heard from them, but it comes from their hearts, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And it's so metaphoric and it's full of images and everybody likes it, and everybody chips in, like you are a drama therapist as well, so you draw it out of all of them.
Yeah.
So whether it's the little ones who was 10 years old, I was so amazed the first time how they could really put together a whole story all in English without my help at all. Yeah. And now in year 12, of course, that's more sophisticated. They draw on whatever they have read before. So whether it's fantasy or sometimes they want horror. So it's all kinds of stories. I'm really very happy that Erasmus is there and that you can come again and again and again. This is the fourth time now, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. I love it. I've learned a lot from you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And me from you, you know. And I suppose one of the things I've really enjoyed is how the children are beginning to bring in the stories from this area. So one time the students came in and they said, oh, we don't know any stories of Cockham or Down or Ernst. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. There was two tribes, one on either side of the Mosel. And on one side they liked red wine and on the other side they liked white wine. And so they had a big fight in the middle of the Mosel. And I was thinking, sure, this is a great formula to have a festival. Mm-hmm. And you can have a fight in the middle of the river, thinking I was coming up with this idea. But I was wrong, because you had rafts and you had...
Yeah.
Tell us about that festival.
Well, no, there are lots of people here who have heard stories, but actually there's no emphasis on that. So the parents don't really tell that anymore. Sometimes the grandparents read stories from that. And so... When you ask the kids, because you built confidence in them and you triggered something there, and you ask them, okay, let's find stories in Down or in the area. So it's the castles, for example, the young maid that was really walled into the castle because her father didn't want her to get off with the other boy there. Yeah. So they say that they are put off by the old German language, but then we rewrote them. So it's in a modern German now, sometimes even for youngsters. And we offered some of the stories to the Eifeljahrbuch here.
Yeah.
And they were thrilled to bits because, yeah, they need newcomers.
Yeah.
And so I think we've started a couple of young writers that also want to concentrate on this kind of thing, and that's brilliant because it mustn't get lost.
Yes, it's wonderful to hear that the stories are finding a new lease of life. And even now there are some story clubs here in Ernst and Down in the library today with the young people. That was amazing.
Well, there's a little Christmas party here at Thomas Moros Gymnasium tonight, and two storytellers will tell their story. So they are just 13 and 14 years old and they love it. They make their own stories. They have learned from you, from the six of that. This doesn't take long to make a story. Then, of course, they had to be willing to really practice it.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. And they're brilliant, absolutely fantastic. They love it. So I am asking them to do that at home as well, to tell these stories to their parents and grandparents under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I suppose I'm giving a last word to our story making today. So just before you guys came in, we were working with the eighth grade. And one of the boys was quite shy to come and tell the story. And in the telling of the story, there was a part where the character was sucked up by the sun and dissolved into the sun. And he said, in trusting his mind's eye, he said, and all of the people looked up in their hundreds and thousands to see him disappear into the sun. And it hadn't been part of the story, but it became a very important part of the picture, didn't it?
We were all touched by that because you were not expecting that at all. And he was completely immersed in the story then.
Yeah, it was great.
We were a team.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I hope we stay a team for a long time.
Oh, let's do that.
I hope the bonds between Ireland and Germany in terms of story get tighter and tighter. And I look forward to seeing you all again in 2025.
That's grand. Thank you.